Sister Spade here. Don't touch that dial. We are talking today about an attribute that Islam, the Holy Quran, the Holy Prophet, the Imams, and humanity at large deems very special and a part of a very human characteristic in man. In fact, it shows who is human and who is a little bit maybe less. It's the aspect of giving and taking care of, and first and foremost, caring about the poor. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Holy Quran that we should give to those people who do not ask. Recently, somebody came to me and asked me to find them an organization or people who were giving the needy or the poor for, you know, to pay off their debts for the month of Ramadan. And I thought to myself, you know, we have 40 houses each way from our house that we're supposed to take care of our neighbors. So in these times that are very trying financially for everyone, except those people who are, you know, we won't talk about them. We can all find, if we live in an aware state, people in society who are needy. Does needy mean dirty, sitting in a corner begging? That's not needy. Needy means someone who can't make their ends meet. And today, that's just too many percentage of society. So in Ramadan, while we are looking for people that we can do good to, there's two things that we should remember. One, when the living Imam reappears, may Allah hasten his reappearance, there won't be anybody to give to because everybody will have their tummy, alhamdulillah, full, and they won't need any money from anyone else. So now is the time that we're tested. This month of Ramadan, let's fill up that barakat sack and just do as much, look for as many people as we can that have less than we do. And there's always people less fortunate than ourselves that we can fill that barakat sack up with our zakat or our sadaqah, which are two different things. Zakat being the alms tax, which is a strict 2.5%, and the other is a sadaqah, which is on top of the wajib that we have to give, which is separate. So that's like to protect you because you are feeling generous, but it's not the 2.5%. And Eid al-Fitr is another zakat, but it's not the zakat that goes with the salat. So just, you know, a reminder that remember those people who, you know, may not have, even if we're eating alone or in the family, and you know someone would like one of those samosas that you're making, even that, it doesn't matter. Because our Holy Prophet did say to not turn down a beggar, even if you give him the hoof of a goat. So we're not saying give away your paya or your pache or your, you know, goat hooves, but just to share and be liberal with the food that Allah has given you. Glad you stayed, Sister Spade. Hold on a minute.